stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Welcome in San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, the House of Somali is open in Balboa Park. Hear all about it. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. You know, take a walk through Balboa Park and you'll find dozens of historic cottages celebrating cultures around the world. The volunteer-driven houses promote education, community, and understanding. And now the House of Somalia is joining them. It's the first African country to be represented by the Balboa Park cottages. And joining me to talk about it is Ramo Abdi. She is the co-founder and president of House of Somalia. Ramo, welcome.
Thank you, Jaden.
So in November, you hosted a celebration for the new House of Somalia at Balboa Park, and I hear there was a lot of music and artistry. What was the atmosphere like that day?
So November was a defining moment for us. Early in the month of November, we were officially voted in as a full member of HBR, part of Balboa Park. So, and that moment was carried deeply responsibility and gratitude. And on the November 23rd, we celebrate the first loan program when broader community came together. And that day was truly a moment of pride and belonging and celebrating an historical milestone together that make it clear this space are represented just more than a name. So being the first African country to be represented there, the community came together. We share food, cultural dance, music, and it was an amazing moment for our community.
Yeah. And HPR, you mentioned, that's the House of Pacific Relations International Cottages, the official name of the cottages there. You know, as you said, this is the first African country to be represented by the International Cottages at Balboa Park. What do you think about that?
Like I said, this is a historical milestone. The House of Africa, Somali being the first African country to be represented and fully devoted in, and also a proud moment. We'll be the first African country, but we won't be the last. So this moment create a path other African countries to follow and ensure the African culture have places to in those spaces.
Exactly. You got to light the path. You know, you're very active in the community as a director at Somali Youth United and PANA, the Partnership for the Advancement for New Americans. How does that work intersect?
So my work is deeply connected across these spaces. Somali Youth United focus on unity and peace and leadership development that create space where young people feel grounded and empowered, right? PANA also works to advance and equity and inclusion, especially around housing, stability, language access, and belonging, while fighting the systemic barrier that impacted the immigrant and refugee communities. And of course, and House of Somalia brings this work together by rooting in a culture and connection to celebrate our heritage. So all these work are interconnected because from celebrating our culture, from advocating for our community, and also developing our Somali American kids who were born here to, you know, be in the leadership and building power among themselves.
Yeah. And you grew up, you know, in City Heights after moving to the U.S. In high school. What made you want to get involved in community work in San Diego and leadership?
What makes me work, especially like arriving in early 1995, like us being the first, you know, Somali, the early 1993 is where a lot of Somalians resided in City Heights. So when I grew up, I didn't see a lot of resources, right? A lot of community organization or our where our parents can go and get resources or opportunities that speak their language. So when after high school, I thought about it, I said, why not get involved and volunteer? The first place that I volunteered was at IRC. And then from there, I started getting active in the community. That's when I started working with our community here in San Diego.
And tell me more about the Somali community in San Diego. What do you love most about it?
So Somali community in San Diego, we are resilient. We're generous. We are deeply connected. And what I love the most is how our community give back to the broader community and also helping families finding houses, navigating system. And those people who feel less, like people really feel less alone here because now those generation who's coming after us know who to depend on, right? And for example, I don't know if I mentioned it, I'm on the board for Ifteen Charter School as well. Like when our new arrival come and when they go into the office of Ifteen Charter School, everybody who's there speaks the language, right? They don't have to go out and look for interpreter. Like they interface with people that they know who their languages and all that. And so that's why, like, even in the face of challenge, our community continue to build and care for one another. That's what I love about this community.
Yeah. And I know earlier on the show, we spoke about increased surveillance at Somali childcare centers. Over the past year, the Somali community has been subject to racist remarks and profiling by the Trump administration. How is all of this affecting your work?
Even while this administration is attacking our community and saying all the sort of lie, our community stands strong. We just met with Mayor Todd Gloria, our council member Sean Elo at PANA this weekend to continue to build ties and make sure that our local leaders understand who we are and what our needs are.
Yeah. Well, tell me, and why are spaces of cultural celebration like the House of Somalia so important in normal times, but especially during this time in history?
These cultural spaces are very important. One, for our Somali Americans, kids who were born here, especially my kids. I grew up here. Yes, I know a little bit about my culture when I came here, but especially for those who were born here, they know who they are, their belongings, they belong here, and they also have that ties to their culture, right? So they allow people to feel seen without even explanation and be proud of who we are without apologizing who we are, right? These spaces are preserve history, strengthen our identity, and help people feel rooted, especially in places that once felt unfamiliar. So for my kids, for my future grandkids, they know who they are by just connecting to these cultural spaces.
How has the community reacted to the opening of the House of Somalia?
So when they first find out that, oh, we're going to be having House of Somalia in Balboa Park, they were very excited. Like the elders were like, oh, this is like a history. This is a milestone that our community never achieved. So not only for Somali or Somali Americans, is for even broader community, for us to share our culture beyond what they see on TV, like saying, oh, Somalians are fraudulent, Somalians are this and that. I want them to sit down with us, break a bread with us and eat together and learn about our culture. And this will literally teach everyone who does not know who we are as a Somali community, instead of like just getting all those fake stories from
disinformation, stereotypes, all of it. Yeah,
misinformation, stereotypes from others, but come and sit down with us, break bread with us and learn about our culture, be with us and then to celebrate who we are. And also for Somali Americans, our kids, our generation have some ties to these cultural places.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, congratulations again on the opening. But before I let you go, any big events or celebrations you're looking forward to through the House of Somalia?
Yes, we are definitely will be celebrating July, which is Somali Independence Day that we've been celebrating in the past. And also, please get involved. Come, we host every third Sunday of the month in Nation of Hall of Nation in Balboa Park, where we teach about our culture, our stories, and come and learn about Somalians.
It's wonderful. I have been speaking with Ramo Abdi. She's the president and co-founder of the House of Somalia in Balboa Park. Find more information about it at kpbs.org. Ramo, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.